We turn now to the city of Boston, which will pay $3.1 million to Frederick Clay, a man who was wrongfully convicted of murder and imprisoned for nearly 4 decades. While not publicly released, the settlement was reportedly reached in July. So joining us with more is WBUR's Allie Jarmaning. Allie, welcome back to the show.
Hello.
So I want to start with who Frederick Clay is and what happened to him. Allie, tell us.
Yeah, Fred Clay was 16 in 1979 when he was arrested and charged with the death of a cab driver in Boston. And he was convicted on the testimony of a witness who only identified Clay after a Boston police detective put him under hypnosis. Clay spent 38 years in prison until 2017 when his conviction was vacated. And prosecutors at the time said Clay was clearly innocent. This $3.1 million from the city of Boston is actually the second settlement for Clay. He received $1 million from the state in 2019 under a state law that compensates those wrongfully convicted. And what's really interesting about the Boston settlement is that Clay didn't have to file a lawsuit to get it, which usually is the case in situations like this.
It also struck me, Allie, that when that settlement happened, it was in July, which was roughly the same time period that we saw protests going on around the country over the Minneapolis police killing of George Floyd. Is there a sense that that may have had an effect on the outcome here?
Yeah, I've reviewed a lot of cases of police misconduct, and when a payout is made, it's almost always because a lawsuit is filed or the city settles or a jury rules awards damages to the person suing. But this case is striking because Clay never got to the lawsuit filing stage. This was the only case in 10 years that I saw that didn't start with a lawsuit. So I asked Clay's attorney, Emma Freudenberger, and she says she thinks the willingness to settle is because cities are increasingly aware of the risk posed by taking cases to trial.
Juries recognize, first, that wrongful convictions happen. Second, that wrongful convictions happen because of police misconduct. And third, that when wrongful convictions happen, the damage that they do to a person's life is just extraordinary.
$3.1 million sounds like a big number, Allie. Is it?
It's definitely big, but it is not the biggest in Boston in recent memory. Back in 2014, the city paid another wrongfully convicted man, that's Sean Drumgold, $5 million. Drumgold had spent 15 years in prison for the killing of a 12-year-old girl. And another man who was wrongfully convicted, James Haley, was awarded $3 million in 2013 after spending 34 years in prison on a murder charge.
Allie, can you give us some context, let's say, in terms of how many times Boston has paid out for claims related to police misconduct, how much money the city has paid out? How much are we talking about?
So over the last decade, Boston has paid more than $15 million to deal with police misconduct claims. And many of those are settlements. Those are before a case goes to trial, but a handful are payments made after a jury found the city responsible. And these cases include wrongful convictions like Clay's, excessive force, false arrest, even defamation. And some of those officers accused have since left the force, but many are still working.
That is WBUR's Allie Jarmaning. Allie, thanks so much.
Thank you.